Thank you guys for allowing us to make it to the middle of the week and I'm closer to the rest day. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to make it through this journey of life, breath of life. And thank you so much for allowing our destinies and what you have designed us for to be that much closer to what we receive. Thank you so much, Father, for allowing us to have your words so we can reflect on our lives and see how we need to live our lives according to your will. Father, I just want to say thank you so much. As we go over a couple of scriptures today, the first one we're going to go over is James chapter 2, verse 14. Then we're going to jump down to verse 20. And the second scripture we're going to go over is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 through 22. And these are just outlining what we need to do to fulfill our promises to you, Father, making sure that we are standing in our line for receive your abundance and glory in our life. So, as it says in James chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man he hath faith and have not works, can faith save him? And for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Wow. And now we're going to jump to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 through 22. It says, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, in him, amen, unto glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts." These two scriptures are outlining the promises. To receive the promises from you, Father, we need to make sure that our faith has works to it. And faith that works dead. It just says spirit that works. Well, spirit, the body without spirit is dead too. So these are just letting us know that we cannot receive none of your promises without having proper faith in the spirit that you have instilled in as we walk this journey of life. I have this relationship with you. As I want to leave with you, my brother and sisters today with this. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you so much, Father, for all the promises that you have for us. And thank you so much for the abundance of you opening the floodgates of heaven upon our lives. Father, we ask that anything that we need to do to ensure that our faith is with the Word. And Father, I ask that you just show us the way and lead us, Father. It's the spirit that you have instilled. Father, please do not ever take your spirit from us. And thank you, Father, for all that you do. And thank you so much, Father, leading us to your promises to have for each one. Thank you, Father, that you designed us for our purpose. And Father, I ask that, that purpose be something that gives your name honor above all. In your holy name, I pray. Amen.